This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. To the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh my God, something just scared me. Sorry, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're on lockdown. There's not supposed to be anybody anywhere near the studio. So that was pretty scary stuff. It's okay. Somebody very, very cool. All right. So I don't handle scare very well. I just don't. Okay. And I also don't handle stupid. I'm sure you guys heard one of the headlines is we have a new challenge. It's called the Coronavirus Challenge. We knew this would be coming. So, we had the Ice Bucket Challenge, which was supposed to help ALS and raise money for Lou Gehrig's disease, which was kind of cool. I guess you throw a bunch of ice water on you. Then there was, like, the Condom Challenge, where kids would stick a condom up their nose, snort it up, and then pull the condom out from, and I'm not gonna display that one, or recreate that, demonstrate. That was the condom challenge, type one. Condom challenge type two is where you fill up a condom with water and then you dump it on your friend's head and the condom like completely goes over their head and they look like they're in a fishbowl. Dangerous, of course. Both ways dangerous. You could aspirate a condom, or you could asphyxiate and basically die from, you know, not being able to breathe around the condom. Never thought I would die by condom, so I just, you know, that, but apparently there is that possibility of death. Next, they have the fire challenge, where you would light yourself on fire and run into a bathtub and get that. All this on videotape. Another one is where you stuck a penny into your outlet and you would start a fire with your iPhone outlet, charger, whatever. And it would start a fire, and that could cause electrocution injury. So anyway, people have been doing stupid this whole time. Well, now we have a coronavirus challenge. And you're thinking, okay, well, it's a coronavirus challenge, you know, raising money for hospitals, you know. Does it have, you know, something to do with a mask? No, it's where people are licking a toilet seat. And what they do is they lick the toilet seat on video, and then they go, coronavirus challenge. I maybe I'm old school. I'm Generation X. I don't think I would find that very sexy, or, you know, I don't see how that would be very popular. I would not really want to be your friend or date you if your mouth was on a toilet seat. And by the way, it's not just the part that the thigh sits on. They're lifting up the lid. What is that called on the toilet? Because it's always, oh God, when I clean the toilets in my house, I got like boys. So it's like, I mean, there is stuff you would never expect to find in sewage pipes underneath that second seat. That's what they're licking. Okay, I don't know if you guys are familiar, but there's TikTok. A lot of these videos and funny things you guys are seeing online are from TikTok. And so, sorry, I got a little food in my teeth. I had granola today, so look good. TikTok allows these little baby videos to happen where, you know, like people kind of dancing and, you know, I'm going to do some TikTok videos because I really need to, I only know how to dance 80s, 90s style, so I got to like kind of learn how to, you know, twerk and stuff. So I'll make some TikTok videos, but I won't make you guys see those, of course. But apparently there's TikTok is huge, and it kind of took over Vine. And so people could watch these little baby videos of people dancing and, you know, and doing stupid. So licking toilets is among them. And apparently you could become a TikTok celebrity. Not only can you become a YouTube celebrity, you could become a TikTok celebrity. So apparently there was a 21-year-old. What's her name? Oh, gosh. Hold on a second. I forget what her name is. Ava Louise. Anyway, she was, I guess, on a plane. She claimed she bleached the toilet, licked it, and for some reason that's supposed to be making her famous or more famous. So, you know, if you have kids and they're bored, you know, the lockdown is long. It's now been extended to 30 days. You might want to kind of watch what they post online, you know. But if there's any good to any of this, if they really insist on licking the toilet seat, tell them to clean the toilet. You know, I mean, I gave my kids chores. They're actually doing chores now. They are. I think it's because they're scared of me. They've seen me without my makeup, you know, and in pajamas for 15 days now. And they're like, okay, you know what? She's kind of scary looking. So, you know, maybe, you know, tell them, you'll let them do the challenge. Have them clean the toilet. And then as soon as they're about to lick the toilet, go, are you crazy? But get the toilet cleaned in the meantime because, you know, you might as well. So we're going to give you some coronavirus updates. There's a lot of stuff we got to talk about. Apparently, students got gypped in this whole stimulus $2 trillion package. And so while businesses are being, you know, hopefully rescued in terms of not having to pay rent, in terms of staff being paid for leave, there's a lot of students out there that are kind of concerned that they spent $30,000 a year, $40,000 a year, and they're now online, not getting to use security, parking, labs, facilities, etc. And so they want a partial refund. They're grateful for the school trying to protect them with coronavirus, but show me the money. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how this coronavirus you know, epidemic is really, you know, cramping our sex lives, okay? There's, you know, I mean, you would think we'd become better at sex, you know, because we're home all the time. You know, for a lot of people that are dating and can't get on Grindr and Tinder and stuff like that, they're not too happy. We're also being told that people are relapsing into alcohol and drugs. We need to talk about that. A lot of us are gaining weight because we're not eating as well as we should. So let me give you guys the latest updates on where we're at. Coronavirus cases worldwide is now 746,000, 35,000 deaths. In America, we have seen a very rough weekend. Total cases, 145,000, 2,600 deaths. I live in Nevada. Nevada, I think, has stalled on people dying. I think we're at about 15 deaths total. I'm also going to talk about why we think what's going on in New York and some of these epicenters may not necessarily happen in other areas, but some experts are saying expect rural to have their outbreaks as well. This virus doesn't really care about, you know, rural versus, you know, Democrat versus Republican, whatever. So the rural places are expected to be hit, but will they be hit with the same degree as we've seen with New York? We're also being told that about 10% of people that get coronavirus may show reinfection. We'll talk about how that plays out when we're trying to get back to work. And Donald Trump has now kind of extended our shutdown or social distancing until April 30th. So for those of us who live in a state where we were supposed to kind of get back to normalcy, hopefully by April 16th, might not happen. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCSOLID.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of my computers crashed, so we're kind of working one computer down. As if that really helped the show, but let me kind of use that as an excuse. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, if you're on Facebook right now, we're doing Facebook Live, so I can see my stupid face. Oh, my God, it's May Day! Okay, so there's me. So, no surprise here. News broke that in Wuhan, they believe that the death toll was way bigger than what they had touted. So if we go back and see where China is with this whole outbreak, China is at about 81,000 cases, kind of slowing down, with a total of 3,300 deaths. Now, this is kind of significant because when we were first watching this in America, and a lot of us thought we had it already in December and January because there were all these people saying they had flu, but they weren't going in to get flu swabs. They were calling telemedicine. And so when I would say, oh, okay, so, you know, you had the flu, was it flu A, B, were you swabbed? They're like, no, it was online. They diagnosed me online. And I'm like, okay, well, it could have been flu, but it could have been what's going on in China right now. And so when we heard that all of a sudden there were 70,000 cases at the end of December in China, we were like, okay, wait a second. My guess is this has been going on for a little while longer than, you know, just 1 week. And my guess is, or our guesses were, it was probably in America for some time. But then when we saw the death rates, we were like, okay, people are dying of this, but the percentage of deaths is still very, very low. And so when you started to hear widespread panic, we're like, okay, wait, guys, you know, is this just rhetoric? Is somebody trying to mess with an election? You know, is somebody trying to, you know, politically grandstand? What's going on here? But a lot of us were thinking, okay, something's up, because when somebody gets this and gets sick and dies, it is like a real vicious, rapid, you know, sort of consumption of somebody. Almost like the way we used to call TB consumption in the past. I mean, it consumed you pretty quickly. Yet, those who had it and kind of stayed home and, you know, started the movie Castaway, kind of pretty good, doing pretty well. So, many of us were kind of scratching our head. The whole bat theory, you know, were people eating bats? Well, if somebody ate one bat and then 70,000 people got sick in a week, I doubt 70,000 people ate a bat. But if this has been going on for a while, and it's a very common thing to eat a bat, then maybe. Maybe there's, you know, something to that. So the thing we kept needing this whole time out of China is some facts. Okay? Give us some truth about what's going on. So here they are on Worldometer citing, 3,300 deaths out of 81,000 people. Or like 2 per million population. Yet, here we are in America. They say we have body bags in New York, that we're running out of ventilators, and there's this real disconnect. So a report came out yesterday that the locals in Wuhan, whoever was able to kind of break this to the media, think about 42,000 people have died. Now, we have to take this number with a grain of salt, because that could then mean if they had, quote, 81,000 cases, 42,000 people dying is a 50% rate. Makes you think, well, maybe they had way more cases than 81,000. Or is this number being exaggerated? So even though Chinese authorities claim 3,200, residents are like, yeah, but my loved one's dead. So when we start to hear that, wait a second, guys, we knew this was serious, but, you know, was it serious enough to close down the whole economy and stop school and stop, you know, life as we know it and stop, you know, prayer and trying to do online prayer and things like that? You know, we kind of wanted to get some more accurate numbers. And so it took a while for the country to get on board until finally people in New York are saying, hey, guys, and I don't know if you guys know New Yorkers as well as I do. Okay, most of my husband's family from New York, and New Yorkers are some of the toughest dudes out there, all right? They aren't the ones to cry wolf, all right? If there was anybody in the United States, mind you, I'm from California. Californians, I can kind of see, you know, like, okay, the world is ending, you know, because we got a lot of Hollywood in us. But New Yorkers, forget about it. I mean, they are really, really tough. So when New Yorkers are saying this is some scary stuff, and I started to see my first patients in New York because Donald Trump has now allowed those of us with licenses in other states, I got about 12, to, you know, hit states that also are underrepresented. So I saw, you know, my first, couple New York patients, and they're awesome. But, you know, they're not lying. You know, when they're getting sick, they're getting sick. This is some real stuff. Just like remember when we talked about how men aren't babies when they get sick? If a man is down for the count, you could trust that that's a bad virus. He's not feeling well. So what do we have here in terms of data? Well, the data is very skewed. We're kind of confused by this. You know, we're being told here by the, I live in Southern Nevada, all right, so the Southern Nevada Health District is citing on their website 753 cases, 15 total deaths. And I like going to the Southern Nevada Health site. Yet the New York Times is reporting that Nevada has over 900 cases. So we kind of have a mismatch on what's going on, you know, online with our reporting. But let's kind of look at that. In Nevada, and knock on wood, I don't want to jinx anything, 15 deaths for the state. Now, mind you, we're not the most populous state, okay? I think, what, we have 5 million people total? I'm not entirely sure about that. Whereas New York, they have 5 million people in a block. So obviously our numbers aren't going to have that same, same density. But when you do look at the, and I want you guys to pull this up, and I'm sorry I can't show it to you on air. It's the New York Times coronavirus map. I put it on my Facebook and Twitter a while back, and you look at the dense areas. They seem to follow the city capitals. They seem to follow the more dense areas. You know, Seattle had an epicenter, South California, New York, obviously, Chicago, Atlanta. We're seeing clusters in Denver, Utah, etc. It does look a little bit more sparse in the drier, hotter areas. So this theory that, well, maybe the heat will kill it off, maybe the dryness can kill it off, maybe it won't be as virulent there, I think can still hold true. But I'm picking up on something else, okay? We're coming into allergy season. And you would think that as things warm up, this virus or the death toll of the virus might go down. But remember how I told you, now this is all theory, okay, because we don't have a lot of facts on this. So this is now my theory. Remember I told you how there was no rhyme or reason why somebody would die and somebody would just have simple symptoms. Somebody has no symptoms. And the people who would die of this, their lungs would fill up with fluid. You know, the virus would get in there. It would kind of irritate, you know, the alveoli. Inflammatory fluid comes to wall off the virus or to fight the virus. And unfortunately, these people start kind of drowning, right? Because they have too much fluid interfering with the oxygen exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide in the alveoli. So I had mentioned a few months ago where maybe what this is it's an over-exaggerated immune response. And where people with asthma or lung issues or cardiac issues, etc., might respond more dramatically, and that dramatic response could be what's making them worse and go into respiratory failure. So when you look at New York, I mean, there's a lot of pollution there, right? A lot of allergens. You know, when you look at California, when you look at more of the green, grassy areas, you kind of wonder, is it the pollution that's making the person's lungs weak? Is it being exposed to more allergens or, particles that could irritate the lungs? I'm bringing this up because we should be seeing this slow down. Okay, yes, we have a lot of misinformation coming out of China. We're trying to watch the Italians and figure out, you know, what they're doing, because they've been really grappling with this. And the Italians are, you know, tough also. And they're pretty healthy bunch. You know, they know how to eat. They know how to drink. You know, they've been pretty healthy. And so when we try to look and see what could be going on, I really don't want us to, you know, diminish the importance of somebody's immune response, and not so much having a strong immune system, which is important, but having an overactive immune system. So somebody more allergic, somebody who will, you know, be more prone to, let's say, hives or asthma or sneezing or bad allergies. Those are the people I would be kind of concerned about. And if we could identify this as we're in allergy season and we're starting to see the pollen in the trees and we're seeing more cases, maybe we might have to have a more aggressive approach to anti-allergies if we think an immune system exaggeration could be a cause of this. Now, I have to be very careful saying that because we don't want to suppress the immune system. I don't want everybody getting Kenalog shots and things like that. However, if we could find out who's dying, you know, that's not blood pressure or diabetes, et cetera, but in the more lung, you know, respiratory family, that could really help us in terms of a prevention. Because, you know, right now, we don't have a vaccine. And, you know, we might have a medication combo with this hydroxychloroquine azithromycin combo. But if we could figure out that this might be very allergic, immunologic mediated, there might be some things we could do to prevent. But I don't see anybody talking about that, and it needs to be talked about. Don't go away. We'll be right back. College students are getting ticked. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is extending the White House's social distancing guidelines for coronavirus. In an interview on Fox News, President Trump says the recommendations are being extended through April 30th.
We just want to do it right, so we picked the end of April, the last day, April 30th, as a day where we can see some real progress.
Johnson & Johnson is going to start human testing of an experimental coronavirus vaccine by September. Company CEO Alex Gorsy says the vaccine could be ready for emergency use authorization in early 2021.
We've got the production capabilities to be able to ramp up production of this in a relatively short period of time so that it can become available.
Gorsky also telling NBC's Today Show that Johnson & Johnson have been hit hard by the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got LJ from St. Petersburg. Is this my LJ?
It's your rock and roll drummer, girlfriend.
How you be?
I'll tell you what, we're very, very doing good after moving from Las Vegas about 11 months ago here at the west coast of Florida. But still, you know, I'm a listener. I follow you. I got to see you on Fox about a week ago. You know, I really appreciate our friendship and all the wisdom that you share with us. But I've got a couple questions.
Sure.
The word's going around this area that I live, people that were bringing up them being sick back in November around Thanksgiving. I myself, 3 weeks of every flu symptom, cold. I couldn't find a doctor even because just recently moving here, so I finally went to Walgreens where they have a doctor. and she did all the examination. And she gave me a Z-Pak, she gave me steroids, and it took a while to get rid of it.
Okay.
And then I hear, well, this virus could have been here even going back in November. And yep. I just wonder what your thoughts were on
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Absolutely, LJ. A lot of people said they got sick around Thanksgiving time, November, December. I'm trying to think back when me and the family got sick. See, we got our flu shots, I think, right before Thanksgiving. And I don't remember us getting sick. I remember one of us having a bad cough. But my guess is, were you in Las Vegas at the time or were you in Florida?
No. I'd already moved here. We moved back in May.
Okay. Okay, because, honestly, St. Petersburg is huge. I mean, any of our places, there is no doubt that people from Asia had traveled and, you know, tourismed or, you know, and enjoyed Las Vegas or Florida or whatever, you know, or the virus could have spread to other countries and they came. So I would not be surprised. I can't say that for sure, but I would not be surprised if the coronavirus was already here in November, December. Unfortunately, it's frustrating because, we could have maybe slowed down the spread. And in fact, one of my friend's moms died early January, and she died of a death very similar to coronavirus. And they just said, well, she went into respiratory distress. So you start scratching your head going, was it that? So, yeah.
I've got a follow-up question for you. Being a recovering addict for many years, very grateful.
Yep.
But even what the president brought up yesterday, when you think of addiction now, kicking into high gear, the
overdose, back.
The suicide, I can't imagine, we're living one day at a time just by what's tomorrow's news going to be, but for a lot of people, I know that the balance here of everything, and you're living from paycheck to paycheck. Now you aren't getting a paycheck. My heart goes out to a lot of people. But I really appreciate what you share with us all, and stay healthy. God bless your family.
Thank you, LJ. All right. Thank you, LJ. God bless. Bye-bye. Be in touch, okay? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you on Facebook Live that couldn't hear LJ was kind of worried about, you know, these people relapsing. We're hearing reports of more people relapsing in terms of alcohol, drugs, suicides going up. One thing we might be unfortunately getting an underreporting of cases of, suicide, cases of overdose, cases of, people having bacterial pneumonia, people having actual influenza A or influenza B related respiratory distress or septic shock or death, etc. And I'm in telemedicine now. I have been doing telemedicine for a while. I wish I would have done it years ago. It's such an amazing way of doing medicine, because you have to kind of, use all the detective work you learned. It's frustrating. You can't order the test and you can't touch the patient, but it's fascinating how, you have to really, go through cryptic histories and to try to figure out what's going on. And, these patients are not going to the doctor. And they're afraid to go to the doctor. Or they'll say, I'll say, look, I can't tell if you're having a bowel obstruction. I can't tell if you're having diverticulitis. You need to go in and get seen. And they're like, are you telling me that I need to get exposed to coronavirus? I'm like, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I can't, determine what you have definitively over the phone. But there is this reluctancy to go and see a medical provider. Now, medicine might have changed. Right? I mean, we now have telemedicine and, you could get an antibiotic over the internet. In fact, I'm hearing that people are able to get Viagra over the phone. So, maybe medicine has changed in that respect, but the art of medicine has not. Okay? If you have a tumor or a serious, medical issue, all right, the internet can only do so much. If you dislocate your shoulder, maybe I could do a YouTube video telling you how to put it back in, but if you can't do it yourself, you need somebody to touch you. Us touching each other has been a very, very huge part of medicine, whether you're allopathic, osteopathic even more, but you learn to heal by touch. And we're underutilizing that because we, you know, it's kind of fun and easy and convenient to do telemedicine. But my worry is how many misdiagnoses can we have? Not at the fault of telemedicine, but at the fault of coronavirus. You know, people not wanting to go in and get seen. You know, I'm getting called from people who have shortness of breath. So, coronavirus symptoms. Let's quickly review. If somebody had coronavirus symptoms, they could have nothing. They could have absolutely no symptoms at all. Or they could have a cough. Might start out dry and then turn wet. They might have a fever. They might not. They might have difficulty breathing. They might not. They might have diarrhea. They might have nausea, vomiting. They might have red eyes. They might have loss of smell, loss of taste. They might have a headache. They might have body aches. So it can mimic any sort of flu or any sort of cold or any sort of whatever. Because when you get sick by something, the way your body responds to it can be very unique. You know, you don't necessarily have to look like the way your neighbor looked. You know, but when I have a patient tell me that they are having trouble breathing, I would be the crappiest doctor in the world if I said, okay, you know what? It's coronavirus. Stay home and isolate. The person's having shortness of breath, and we talked about shortness of breath. Shortness of breath could be a heart attack. Shortness of breath could be congestive heart failure. Your heart pump's not working. Shortness of breath could be you have a pneumonia, a bacterial pneumonia that needs antibiotics. And so one thing I've been asked this weekend, and LJ was kind of getting to that too, is what are some of the other diagnoses and issues that aren't even being addressed now that are kind of left to the wayside because there's this obsession right now with fighting coronavirus? You know, I think it is frightening that in my state we have almost 900 cases, we're being told. 753 on one website, 900 on another website, and 15 people died. 15 people died in my state is 15 too many. But we have heart attacks. We have bacterial pneumonia. We have sepsis. We have cellulitis. We have, bowel disease. There are so many other diagnoses that I am very, very curious to see if, you know, those numbers are going to go up. Now, I'm also curious to see if maybe we don't have as much pathology because a lot of people are like, I'm not going to run to the doctor now as easily. You know, we're having such a, de-incentive. What's the word for that? A dissuasion. Okay. I make up words as I go. You know, of people going in now, you know, for their cough or for the sneeze or whatever. And maybe a lot of people just get over it. But, you know, I'm an old school doctor. Okay. Being Generation X. And when I have somebody who says, yeah, I've kind of had this pain for about a month or two now, or, you know, I noticed it for a year and I just kind of blew it off because it didn't bother me, but now it bothers me. I think of the big C. So I want to make sure we're not having a cancer that's getting blown off because you can't go in and get seen. Dentists were shuttered by their boards. You know, I talked to a dentist in New York that they can't even go into their office to do paperwork. Well, you know what the dentists and oral surgeons do for us? They are very religious about looking at mouth cancer, looking at head and neck cancer. We don't have that. I mean, so what? Nobody's going to have that for the next month or two? Don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll tell you what's going on the college student front. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys!
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So, you know, the stimulus package got passed by the House last week. And, you know, Senate, Donald Trump's, I guess, his big signature bill now, with the help of both sides of the aisle. Very nice to see bipartisan support. You know, it still took, I think, a couple weeks too long, but at least we got it. To hopefully put an end to evictions temporarily, allow extra money, you know, for unemployment, allow small businesses to get a loan, but not so much a loan that can be forgiven. So basically free money as long long as you hire back your staff, keep your staff on for a certain period of time, nobody gets evicted from their hopefully apartment or house. Mortgages should be able to hopefully be deferred. Money going to the hospitals. Lincoln Center got some money. And student loan default, and I believe interest halted. But there's been some grumblings, and understandably so, but the grumblings are getting louder and louder, and I think some of these college students need to be heard. So, while the stimulus bill protected a lot of, you know, what needed to be protected, there's a group of individuals that kind of seem not so protected, all right, and kind of seem, you know, lost in the shuffle. And we have students, whether they're high school, college, graduate, a little upset that, you know, they lost out on their graduation. Their graduation is kind of part of what a lot of their tuition or costs or tax dollars went to. They don't get a graduation. And so they'd like to at least get their cap and gown so they could do pictures, you know, so they could kind of at least make some memories. You know, I've talked about how to do a graduation coronavirus style. I helped some students start a petition to be able to at least get their cap and gown so they could at home make some memories or in their garden or in the park or whatever, do some graduation memories. The younger generation is really, really big about documenting everything and in pictures and all that. You know, when I grew up, I'm like, oh gosh, don't take a photo of me. There's hardly any photo of me in my past. I didn't like the way I looked. I didn't have self-confidence. I didn't really want to remember my childhood. You know, so we weren't really that big in pictures. Maybe, you know, we did a couple Polaroids and that was it. This newer generation is very, very big on documenting their path. And so I see dental students, I see medical students showing their first day of school versus middle school versus at the end of school. And, you know, so it's something that, you know, in the midst of all this negativity, I think people should be able to very safely, you know, do this. There's a way to do it. So please let any high school senior, college senior, graduate senior get at least their cap and gown or regalia or whatever so they can at least do their own ceremony with their family or people they're in isolation with. That being said, there was a pretty big headline of a huge disconnect with NYU Tisch School Arts. So apparently the students, when these schools tried to protect students, obviously, with online schooling, saying, okay, guys, you know, we got to follow mandates, we got to shut down, you need to go home, okay? We will set up an online schooling platform. I don't think they're going to fail anybody. I think most people are going to pass. But when the schools did that to protect the students noticed, well, you know, some of them are paying $40,000 a year in tuition. Some are paying $50,000 a year in tuition. Yet that money that was supposed to go to labs, go to equipment, go to facilities in some of these schools of art, go to stage practice and stage access and, you know, musical instrument access and the ability to perform. So if you're spending that kind of money for your tuition and now you're shuttered at home for the remainder of the semester, do you get some of the money back? Some students, remember we talked about in Harvard, well, a lot of the dormitories, they said go home. No sense being in a dormitory spreading COVID. Go home. Luckily, we're hearing more and more schools are now going to refund the dorm money and the meal plan money because obviously the students aren't using it. But we have online petitions. I can't even count them. I listed a few of them, all right? NYU Tisch, John Hopkins, Vanderbilt, Maryland Institute, San Jose State, University of Central Oklahoma, University of Oklahoma, Western Washington, University of Washington, Ohio State, University of California School System. There's at least two or three circulating petitions. UC Irvine, I mean, Chicago, Kentucky, Minnesota, Minneapolis, Penn State. There's so many schools, College of Arts, a bunch of different ones, where the students are like, look, we are appreciative of you trying to protect us and having us at home, but are we going to get some money back? Now, the dean of NYU Tisch School of Arts handled the approach, I think, very poorly. I see what she was trying to do. It was innocent. But Dean Allison Green responded to the request. And remember, students now are kind of concerned about where their money, you know, are they going to, you know, because a lot of them had jobs, they can't work, you know, they, not to mention now they're going to owe, you know, even more money. They don't know what the economy is going to look like, you know, in the future. And so Dean Allison Green responded to their request for money where she was kind of dancing to R.E.M.'s Losing My Religion. And I think she was mouthing the words or lip-syncing or something. And I didn't get it. When I saw it, I was like, okay, that, I was like, I mean, is she joking? That's not what a student wants to hear right now. It was like, you know, some people thought it was kind of like getting the middle finger from administration, from faculty. And she apologized saying she meant to show that art could connect people. Instead, it was a huge disconnect and people thought it was administration being apathetic. And so we see this big movement over the weekend. Thousands upon thousands of students are going, look, okay, we're not asking full refund, but give us some of our tuition back and don't dance. So, you know, I've, you know, worked in universities. That's not an easy task to do. And part of the reason is when students pay their tuition, a lot of times that money is spent before that money even comes in. The budgets of these universities are sky high. Right, you got staff, you got the faculty, you got staff, you have security, custodians, you have lawns, you have building, you have air conditioning, you have all that. Well, the argument students are making is, well, if the stimulus bill is helping a university pay security, pay for the faculty's salaries, then there should be money left over that the students have given that they don't have to use. You know, are colleges or universities then double dipping? The other problem universities and colleges have is the money isn't necessarily liquid. Like I said, the money was already spent. So when the money comes in from the tuition, it already goes to rent, or it goes to the mortgage, or it already goes into budgets that are earmarked for salary. So then a question would be, if a university isn't utilizing the stimulus bill, should they? I mean, they are a business. You know, should they be living on the students' money, or should students get that money back so then they can live off of that and then the, you know, government help out the universities? So it's not an easy topic, because if these universities do have to pay back tuition that might have already been spent, these universities can go under. But again, it wouldn't be as much an issue if, you know, these students were paying 40 to 60 grand a year. When you pay 40 to 60 grand a year, that's 5,000 a month. And 2 to 3 of those months are at home, people kind of scratch their head going, how can we get that 15 grand back? So it's we're talking lots of money. Now, we're hearing that Texas Tech may issue student refunds. I have to reconfirm if this is just room and board or if it's part of their tuition. But, you know, I get it. This is not an easy time. And, it, you know, if we think, you know, students, all they do is, you know, do school full time. They don't. Many of them do have jobs. And, you know, many of them have families. And so I worked. I waited tables when I was in medical school. I had 3 jobs, part-time jobs when I was in college. I never studied without having a job. And so I was fortunate to get to work, you know, be able to work. But these students can't work. So in addition to having high loans, they can't work at their home. So I get it, you know, but again, not that easy for universities. I, you know, 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.